Hello, and welcome to the Creatio's No Code podcast, where we discuss insights, tips, and success stories about how to leverage the no-code approach and low-code and no-code technologies to transform business and deliver applications of any complexity. I'm your host, Jason Miller, Head of Revenue Operations and No-Code Evangelist here at Creatio. I am happy to be joined today by Philip Lakin. He is the co-founder and CEO of No Code Ops. Philip, welcome.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, Philip, we've had the opportunity to speak together so many times. We presented at the Creatio No Code Days in Florida just recently, and I wanted to get your take. How was that event? How did you enjoy that event?
I loved it. And watching the growth of that event year over year has been phenomenal. The caliber of people and insights that Creatio brings to the table and like what y'all are doing for evangelizing no code, especially in the enterprise, is just been amazing to watch and inspiring even for us as like a smaller, you know, startup and brand kind of trying to do more no code evangelism in different sized businesses. So yeah, it was amazing.
That's awesome. And Philip, I know that as the CEO of No Code Ops, you work with a lot of different no code companies and you get to talk to a lot of different no code practitioners. Talk to me a little bit about what No Code Ops is doing as you're working with these different no code technologies.
For sure. So we, you know, we started as a newsletter just because I found that there were a lot of folks when no code was really a huge, popular, buzzy word a few years back. There was a lot of talk around no code being used for building your own business or a side hustle or micro SaaS. And there just wasn't really a lot of like vendor agnostic talk around how to use no code in your operational non-technical roles, or like sales ops, people ops, marketing ops, et cetera. So I just started a newsletter, and that newsletter grew pretty fast, even to my surprise. I was like, oh, wow, there's more people like me that care about this niche of a niche. So then we started a community, and then the community led us into really thinking about the software that we want to contribute to the ecosystem. So, which is now Operator, which comes out later this summer, which we're really excited about, which is the first automation management platform for people really focusing on Airtable and Zapier for now, but more platforms on both sides to come soon. And the way we think of ourselves, the market, and the way that like we work with a lot of the platforms is we're like our major mission, right, is to increase the adoption of these tools in organizations so that individuals and their teams can be more empowered than they ever were before. And we think that when non-technical folks at mid to large size companies learn how to use these tools, it is a literal win for everybody. The customer gets a better experience. The tool, of course, gets a customer. The individual typically makes more money over time because they become the systems person on their team. And the team has a better internal tool and they don't have to wait on the devs. And the devs don't have to work on internal tooling, which they typically don't want to do anyway. So it's just a massive win for everybody.
I think that's awesome. And that's a lot of what we talk to folks about, the power of no code as well. And you've got an even broader view of no code, not just, you know, from the enterprise standpoint here at Creatio, but like you said, working with Airtable or Bubble or Zapier or some of these other technologies that bring different levels of experience and different levels that can be applied at different areas kind of within a growth of a company. I think that's amazing. Now, a lot of people think about no code as just something that the business does. And I think that to some extent that's true. Recently, I was just out in Las Vegas at the Business Application Summit, though, for the Gartner Business Application Summit, sorry. And that's a very IT technical group that goes to that summit. And we were talking with those folks out there, and we